Okay, so picture this. The same chip architecture that keeps your phone battery alive all day is now powering massive cloud workloads.
I keep coming back to how long that transition took. The industry spent years trying to move ARM-based chips into the data center before it actually clicked.
It's a massive engineering lift, and now that Graviton 4 is generally available, it's clear they've hit a stride with this custom silicon strategy.
But let's stress test that for a second. What makes their specific design better than just buying off-the-shelf processors from traditional chipmakers?
Think of it this way. They're controlling the entire stack, from the physical hardware design at Annapurna Labs all the way to the software environment.
The part nobody's talking about is the sustainability angle. They're claiming significant energy efficiency gains over standard instances.
And when you're talking about 73 billion transistors on a single chip, those efficiency gains translate into massive cost savings at scale.
So the real question is whether this is just about efficiency, or if they're trying to lock customers into a proprietary hardware ecosystem.
That's where it gets wild, because they aren't just stopping at general compute. They're pushing into AI-specific silicon with Trainium and Inferentia.
I wonder whether the software ecosystem is ready to handle that level of fragmentation across different chip architectures.
Wait, actually, let me back up. Companies like Epic Games are already running Fortnite on these, so the migration barrier might be lower than we think.
Fair point, though gaming is a specific high-performance use case that doesn't necessarily reflect the needs of every enterprise client.
Fair enough, but the trajectory is clear. Custom silicon is no longer a niche hobby for cloud providers. It's the primary lever for performance.
It's a shift from being a cloud service provider to being a vertically integrated hardware company, which changes the competitive landscape entirely.
Custom silicon has officially moved from an experiment to the bedrock of cloud infrastructure, and we're just seeing the start of that transition. That's our show for today. Thanks for hanging out with us.